This morning, the insurance arm of the Commonwealth Bank, ComInsure, stands accused of an entrenched culture of dishonesty and unethical treatment of customers in their darkest hour. These claims were made last night in a Four Corners Fairfax expose over the insurer's refusal to pay out to sick and dying patients who hold policies covering temporary and permanent illness and disability. In a litany of personal stories, ComInsure was accused of changing definitions of medical illnesses, dragging out procedures so people might die before their payouts came through, and knowingly using out-of-date definitions to measure heart attacks, all with the aim of declaring something less than a payable traumatic health event. Reporter Adele Ferguson spent 6 months uncovering the insurance scandal, which seriously undermines pledges by the Commonwealth Bank CEO and the Commonwealth Chairman on the back of the earlier financial advice scandal that the bank would put ethics at the heart of its operations. Ian Narev, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to your listeners.
Ian Narev, are you ashamed of how your corporation, the corporation you run, and its treatment of people when they're ill and dying, as revealed last night?
Well, Fran, I look at the stories which have been discussed here that you referred to, and I'm very saddened and very disappointed by the experience of those customers. We are, as you mentioned, an institution that wants to hold ourselves to the highest standards. That doesn't mean we can be perfect, but we want to hold ourselves to those standards. And the cases that these clients have had are just not good enough, and we have let them down. So I feel very sorry about that, and as I have said, I've apologised and I intend to write to each of them and express my apologies personally and on behalf of the bank and offer to meet up with them so I can hear from them personally what their experiences were.
I've got a feeling that most of them might need more than a meeting with you. They certainly want some financial compensation in a hurry for most of them. But just to remind people listening who might not have seen Four Corners, last night it showed ComInsure, which is the insurance arm of the Commonwealth Bank, letting go two of its employees because their health was so bad. It's called Ill Health Retire. Then it turned around and denied them insurance payouts for permanent disability support on the grounds that they might recover. Now, one of these was a woman very ill with multiple sclerosis, for which there is no cure. The other had a mental illness sparked by a vicious assault. Your company declared them unfit for work and then didn't want to pay them. They didn't want them, but they refused to pay out their insurance claim, which is, I think anyone looking at that would think that's illogical, let alone heartless, and I would have thought unethical. What is your view of those two cases and what action have you taken?
Well, I come back, Fran, to what I said before, is that when I look at those cases, these were poor outcomes. And not just that they were poor outcomes, but these sorts of policies, life insurance policies, total permanent disability policies, trauma policies, are specifically designed to help people at a very trying time.
So how do you explain then, whatever's going on within ComInsure, that this is how those people were treated?
Well, you know, number one, the fact is that we need to put it right in those cases from the point of view of paying the claims we have.
Because Adele Ferguson uncovered them?
Because it is the right thing to do. Now, we can, what we can say in terms of what's happened here is that when these claims got the attention they deserved, they have been rapidly dealt with. We do also have to put this into the perspective, Fran, of saying these people have had a poor experience, but this business has 4 million customers. It pays out about 22,000 claims a year. And under the statistics of the Financial Ombudsman Service, I think your likelihood of making a complaint is something like 2 per 100,000 complaints. So the high-level statistics of this business are that it's doing its job.
As I've read those statistics, though, when you even out the payments to the number of claims, it works out about $38,000 per claim, which doesn't seem much, I don't think, if you're factoring in people with terminal illnesses.
Fran, as you will know from insurance, the nature of insurance policies is that people receive a level of cover according to what they have chosen to have, and that will vary greatly depending on who the person is. And the other thing that ComInsure and the life insurance industry more broadly must ensure that it does is in the structure of policies make the policy payments affordable, because that is the basis of a sustainable life insurance industry. And I come back to the points of saying at the overall level this business is working well, but, and this is very important, that doesn't help the individuals whose cases were talked about last night, whether they are one of one or one of 10 or one of a million, that doesn't help them. What needs to happen for those individuals and for each individual is to have the best possible experience they can.
It certainly doesn't. Let me play listeners another example from last night. One client from CommInsure, Evan Pashalis, diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 37. That prognosis confirmed as terminal by three doctors. CommInsure, according to his account, kept sending him for blood tests. They hadn't paid up, arguing he might live longer than 12 months. Let's hear from Evan Pashalis.
It's just so frustrating. Why would you torment a dying person and their family? Why? What do they gain out of this? A few $100,000? Well, I would have put funds aside for my daughter's future, had something I can plan for her schools, place deposits, do what I need to do for my family once I'm gone. This is just outrageous. I don't know how what we need to do. But I'll tell you one thing, before I leave this planet, I'll fight with every NGO I can muster. I will.
Ian Rev, have you looked at the case of Evan Pashalis? And can you answer that question? Why CommInsure would, in his words, torment a dying person? And why anyone looking at that or hearing that would not have disdain for your company, for your organisation, particularly given that all of us know the huge bonuses that get paid out to chief executives and other executives at the top of the Combank?
Well, Fran, no one likes to hear those sorts of stories. And I can tell you that I went through an experience about a dozen years ago where my late wife, my first wife, was ill with breast cancer. And I can't imagine how difficult it would have been when you're going through those sorts of things to have the added stress that happened here. And that is completely unacceptable. Now, the reasons it occurred were because there was excessive attention paid to the detail of specific processes and policies versus taking the bigger picture. That has been rectified, but I come back to say, when somebody is in those circumstances, what matters is doing what we need to do for them, and that is something which just was not good enough. And I feel deeply sad that any customer gets treated that way, particularly somebody in those circumstances.
Has Mr. Pashalis had his payout yet?
All the outstanding matters on that have been dealt with, but, and I want to be clear on this, I personally looked over these cases last week, and I will want to be personally satisfying myself that that is the case and expediting it where we need to do more.
When you say that excessive attention to detail, I mean, let me go now to the evidence given by the former chief medical officer of CommInsure, Dr. Benjamin Coe, who claimed on Four Corners that CommInsure claimants' files, CommInsure claimants, I mean, claim officers rather, tampered with files, medical files, erased doctor's notes, asked the medical staff to change their medical opinions on cases, or sometimes to track them altogether so they could go to another doctor to get the opinion they wanted. This is unethical behaviour, isn't it?
Well, Fran, you may be aware that there are very specific provisions under the Life Insurance Act relating to complaints made to the CommInsure Board, the board which governs this. So I can't talk about the nature of those particular claims. What I can say is that the CommInsure Board has taken already, not in response to yesterday, but already in response to these allegations, undertaken an independent review. An independent expert, not from within CommInsure, was designed to help with that review. The report was accepted by the CommInsure Board late last year, and recommendations are now being implemented. None of this is in response to what we saw last night. This was already in train prior to anything becoming having more of a public profile.
Last night you told Four Corners you encourage staff to speak up if they see something wrong. Your chief medical officer, Dr. Coe, did do that. He was ignored and then he was sacked. Were you aware that a whistleblower of the calibre of Dr. Benjamin Coe had been sacked?
Fran, under the, again, I have to emphasise, and it sounds very legalistic, but unfortunately that's the fact of this case, under the Life Insurance Act, any specific matters relating to somebody who was a whistleblower in the life insurance business under the provisions of that Act, I'm not even meant to know about, and I didn't know about because of the provisions of the Act. This is a matter for the CommInsure Board, who are there to protect the interests of policyholders, and B, I'm not able to comment on it. What I can say is that my personal commitment as the Chief Executive is to do whatever I can to create a culture where people feel safe to speak up and encouraged to speak up.
Why would they feel safe after watching Four Corners last night and watching the evidence given by Dr. Benjamin Coe?
I think if you go around the Commonwealth Bank, if you hear the messages that most of our 50,000 people are hearing almost all of the time from me, from our board, from their senior managers, from other senior managers, they will tell you that over recent times there has been a very significant emphasis on this as a core part of our culture. Now, if you are running a major institution and you have 50,000 people, unfortunately, despite your best efforts, some things may not work as well as you want them to, and when that happens, you have got to dig hard and fix them, and that's our commitment to do that if that does occur.
With respect, Ian Narev, that's almost the same response you gave when Four Corners and Fairfax and Adele Ferguson revealed the financial advice scandal within the CBA 2 years ago. At that time, your chairman said, we will be the ethical bank, the bank others look up to for honesty, transparency, decency, good management, openness. 2 years on, where is the decency, the honesty and the ethics in the way these people have been treated?
Well, I think you'll find when our chairman mentioned that at last November's annual general meeting, and I reiterated it, what we said and what we stand behind is a commitment to work very hard to do what we can do to make sure that each of the 50,000 people at the Commonwealth Bank does its best, his or her best, to perform very high levels of ethics and service for our 15 million customers.
You see, we hear you say that, Ian Narev, and then we hear the stories, see the stories on Four Corners last night, and it doesn't gel. So given your insistence on that, and if I take you at your word that you are committed to a culture of ethics in the bank, does that mean then you must surely agree with, for instance, National Party Senator John Williams when he says another Senate inquiry, perhaps even a Royal Commission, is needed into the dealings of CommInsure and the insurance industry more broadly? Because if this can go on inside your self-declared ethical bank, doesn't it indicate there are major problems within the life insurance industry?
Fran, the responsibility for building ethical cultures, improving them, continuing to work on them, starts and must start with bank boards and bank management, and we take that extremely seriously. Now, we have the highest degree of respect, obviously, for the political system. I have personally been before in all sorts of different inquiries about different parts of the banking system to talk about what we do, what we recommend, what we learn in all sorts of different parts of the business. In Canberra. Canberra can have a very important role to play in the industry, and it will clearly form its own view on what it wants to do. But
would you welcome a Senate inquiry?
Regardless of any decision that's made in Canberra, what I can assure you is we have a high degree of effort, a high degree of intention, a high degree of commitment to doing what we need to do to continue to strengthen the ethics and the culture of the Commonwealth Bank.
And a poor degree of execution given by Four Corners last night.
Well, something which we are working on very hard, we are going to continue to work on very hard. But as we said, at the same time as our chairman and I talked about our intention at that very same AGM, I said when we have a very big business serving this many customers, even though at the moment our customer satisfaction is at an all-time high, our people engagement is at an all-time high, even at those times we have to realise we will make mistakes. When we do, we have to acknowledge them and we have to fix them, but we also have to do our absolute best to minimise them, and that's my intention.
Ian Narev, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Ian Narev is the Chief Executive Officer of the Commonwealth Bank, responding to that report from Adele Ferguson on Four Corners last night. It's 21 past 6.